Our gospel reading for tonight comes from the first chapter of Matthew, verses 18 through 25, and can be found on page 959 in your pew Bible. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Welcome, everybody. Those who sit in darkness. I was, a couple years ago, there was a YouTube video that went viral, and it was made by a man who, let's just call him a nature enthusiast. He lived out in the wilderness near Yosemite, and he went by the name of Bear. And one day there was a big storm, and after the storm went by, Bear looked out his window and he saw a double rainbow. Anybody know the video I'm talking about? A few of you do. Now, whenever we see a rainbow, even the most cynical among us usually stop and take notice of the beauty of it, of the wonder of it. And if there are children in the car or wherever we are, we say, look, there's a rainbow. Isn't it beautiful? Well, this guy Bear, he saw this double rainbow, and this was a big, full, double rainbow all the way across the sky. And he was overwhelmed with happiness. He was overwhelmed with gratitude that he would get to experience the sight of this double rainbow. So he gets his camera. He goes outside, and he begins to videotape. And he's overwhelmed with happiness. Oh, this beautiful rainbow all the way across the sky. It's so beautiful. So amazing. And he's crying, and he's laughing. And this is why it went viral, because it exhibited pure, unadulterated joy without any guile, without any sarcasm at all. He's just experiencing the moment, this beautiful, glorious moment. In the middle of the video, the double rainbow clarifies and becomes a triple rainbow. And you think the guy's going to faint. He's so happy. I was watching a video this week. It was of two young parents, and they had a little kid. The video was supposed to be a joke, in the manner of these Jimmy Kimmel post-Halloween videos. Have you seen these? Where on November the 1st, the parents will come, and they'll tell the children, we ate all your Halloween candy. And they have it on tape, right? And the kids are mad. They're screaming. They're furious. They're crying. And this is supposed to be funny, right? Well, this is similar. What this is you take a gift and you wrap it, and it's supposed to be just the most horrible gift imaginable, right? So when your kids open it, they're going to have the same reaction. They're going to be upset, they're going to cry, and it's supposed to be funny. Well, these two parents making this video, their plan backfired because their little daughter, she's about 1.5, 2 years old. And if you know about kids of a certain age, it's probably from about 1.5 or 2 to 5, maybe a little older in that range. You can give a kid that age almost anything, and they are just ecstatic, you know. They're going, oh, this is wonderful, you know. And if you've ever given a kid a gift, a birthday, a Christmas, and experienced the joy of them loving the box and the wrapping paper more than the present, you know what I'm talking about. Especially if it's a big box, they like to get in the box and pretend it's a spaceship. So little kids, it almost doesn't matter what you give them. They're going to be happy. They're going to be joyful. So here these parents are. They've got their camera ready. They think they're going to have this nice, funny video. And so they give this wrapped-up banana to their daughter. She begins to unwrap it, and she's like, a banana! This is so wonderful. I love bananas. Thank you. This is the best gift ever. Mom, will you please peel this banana? I want to eat it right now. And so the kid eats the banana and makes us all feel ashamed. In the meantime, Rachel and I have this Christmas tradition. We like to go get Chinese takeout and watch The Godfather. It's a Christmas movie, you know. So last night we renewed our tradition. I went to the Chinese restaurant, got the takeout, and since it's close to the new year, the lady who runs the restaurant, she put in the bag this little promotional calendar. It's one of these kind of bamboo, you know, it's got bamboo, little rolled up bamboo things, and it's got a calendar. It's got the restaurant's information on it. It's a promotional item, you know, for free. And I showed it to Rachel when I got home, and she said, the girls will love this. So sure enough, this morning I woke up and Lucy's dancing around the house. She's got this calendar. She's got it like over her head. She's draping it around her shoulders like a shawl, you know. And she's like, I love this calendar. It's so great. This is such a beautiful calendar. Dad, did you see this calendar? And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool. She's dancing around the house. Little free thing, free gift. But it doesn't matter. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. There's a reason why in the gospel Jesus says that we have to become like little children in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven. There's a reason why Jesus says that we must become like little children in order to experience the kingdom. Because, you know, as we go through life, we experience sorrow, we experience grief, we become cynical, we have doubts, we have questions, we go through our life, and that wonder that is exhibited in little children or nature enthusiasts like Bear in Yosemite, that wonder, that guileless wonder, that lack of any sarcasm at all, wonder, amazement, gratitude, joy, that's hard to find. It's really hard to find. And yet that's what this moment calls us to. This moment of Jesus Christ born into this world, laid in a manger, is a moment of wonder. It's a moment that should draw us to respond like those children that I told you about, like that man who saw the double rainbow. But I have to tell you, Jesus is not a wrapped up banana. He's not even a double rainbow or a triple rainbow. The magnitude of who Jesus is, that God would become flesh and come into our world, that he would go to such lengths to pursue you and me and save us, is an unimaginable gift. It is an unfathomable gift. That God would so love the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is an amazing gift. That is a gift that should draw us to wonder, to exclaim, to rejoice. Theologian Frederick Buechner said this about the nativity. Once they have seen him in a stable, they can never be sure where he will appear or to what ludicrous depths of self-humiliation he will descend in his wild pursuit of humankind. And this means that we are never safe. That there is no place that we can hide from God, no place that we are safe from his power to break into and recreate our hearts. The Apostle Paul put it this way, speaking of the beauty of the depths in which Christ would go to save us. He says this in Philippians, who, though he was in the very form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. What a gift. What an amazing gift. The hymn, the Christmas hymn, Thou Who Wast Rich, says it this way. Thou who wast rich beyond all splendor. That's God. Thou who wast rich beyond all splendor, all for love's sake becamest poor. Thrones for a manger did surrender, sapphire paved courts for a stable floor. Thou who wast rich beyond all splendor, for love's sake, became us poor. The wonder of the nativity, the birth of Christ, the wonder of the incarnation is so amazing. The depths at which Christ would go to pursue us, pursue you, pursue me. And the amazing lengths that he would go, emptying himself, giving up the riches of heaven for the poverty of humankind. Church Father John Chrysostom, fourth century pastor and preacher, put it this way in his Christmas Eve sermon almost 1,600 years ago. He said, "What shall I say? And how shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with astonishment. The Ancient of Days has become an infant. He who sits upon the sublime and heavenly throne now lies in a manger. And he who cannot be touched, who is simple, without complexity and incorporeal, now lies subject to the hands of men. He who has broken the bonds of sinners is now bound by infant's bands. But he has decreed that ignominy should become honor, to be clothed with glory, and total humiliation be the measure of his godliness. For this he assumed my body, that I might become capable of his word. Taking on my flesh, he gives me his spirit. And so he bestowing and I receiving, he prepares for me the treasure of life. He takes my flesh to sanctify me. He gives me his spirit that he may save me. Come then and let us observe the feast. Truly wondrous is the whole chronicle of the nativity. For this day the ancient slavery is ended, the devil confounded, the demons take to flight, the power of death is broken, paradise is unlocked, the curse is taken away, sin is removed, error driven out, truth has been brought back, the speech of kindliness diffused and spreads on every side. A heavenly way of life has been implanted on the earth. Angels communicate with men without fear, and men now hold speech with angels. Why is this? Because God is now on earth, and man is now in heaven. On every side, all things commingle. He became flesh." Hallelujah. This beauty, this unimaginable, unfathomable beauty is here for you to behold again tonight. And it requires us all, as we observe it, it requires us all to respond in faith, to respond in trust, and follow this God who came so far to seek you. In the name of the Father and the Son, in the Holy Spirit. Amen.